also here?
Yes.
Okay. Then why don't I call the August 14th, 2019 telephonic board meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry to order at 1 p.m. on today. And can we have a roll call, Ms. Hollins, please?
Dr. Kasagas?
Present.
Dr. Peller?
Here.
Dr. Moffitt?
Here.
Dr. Lamb?
Here.
Dr. Jones?
Here.
George Ivanoff is noted absent. Mona Baskin?
Present.
Margaret Whalen?
Present.
And Paula Hollins is here.
Hi, Mona. Nice nice of you to slide right in there for roll call. That was wonderful. President's
report. Dr. Kasagas, I was having trouble accessing, so sorry.
Well, it's okay. No, you were on time as far as I was concerned. You were here for roll call. So, President's report. I want to thank everyone for meeting again on short notice for this teleconference. It's becoming a monthly event, but this aids our staff in processing license apps, so in the allotted time that we're allowed to do this, so thanks for doing that. I would also like to announce the appointment of two new board members. Those members are Dr. Matthew Hunter from Safford and Dr. Stephanie Mastoris from Phoenix. Staff's currently waiting for their loyalty oaths from the governor's office. Have we gotten that?
No, we have not.
Okay. So until then, the other two board members are still board members. I would like to thank Drs. Peller and Lamb for their much appreciated time on the board and also their extended time while awaiting the appointments from the governor's office. You've both been stellar in contributing members to this board, and I want to thank you for, I can't mention the aid you've been to me while I've been president, especially with some of the things we've been through. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree. Thank
moving
you, Dr.
on.
Kasagas.
Pardon?
I said staff agrees wholeheartedly. Thank you for
okay.
saying that.
And I'm sure you'll be able to do something for them at the next meeting or whenever you plan on doing that.
Yes.
And moving on, I had Ms. Whalen add the board elections to the agenda today. We typically do them before the fiscal year end, but with the appointments in limbo, we postponed them. And after my last announcement there about the new appointees, we can go ahead and move on with those. We'll do those later in the day. And one more thing, this is probably my longest president's report.
ever.
I want to, before we go, I want to review the upcoming board meeting dates so that everyone's aware of what's going on and make sure that the new board members know about them. Ms. Whalen, what do you have down as far as board dates? And I know one of them has some, I think that's not till October, but we have like an informal and a formal going on.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the board, the next board meeting date is Friday, September 13th at 9 a.m. It's a regularly scheduled in-person board meeting here at the board offices. And I believe I'll have three or four complaints that have come in from the public. We'll have some applications and some CE. The next meeting I expect on Friday, October 11th at 9 a.m., regular meeting here at the board offices. That will be for an informal interview from the April board meeting and also for a formal hearing. If we have any applications, of course, or continuing education that needs approval, we will add that to the agenda. But it's mostly just for the two formal hearings and also for board member training if Ms. Baskin is available at the October meeting. And after that, we may or may not meet in November or December. It depends on the board business. So, you know, we could do a teleconference if we have applications, but not much else, you know, in the interest of cost effectiveness. But that's kind of finishing out the year.
Okay. And so Drs. Moffitt and Jones, I doubt Dr. Moffitt runs back to Tucson to be patients in the afternoon, but if Dr. Jones plans on doing anything, I can pretty much guarantee the October meeting will last a little bit longer than the average meeting. So you might want to take that into account on in October.
That's GWCO week.
Oh,
I don't know if anybody's going.
Dr. Jones, were you planning on going to Great Westerns?
I was, actually.
Oh, boy.
Shoot.
Okay, we need to. let's talk about that, Margaret.
Okay, we may move it to November then. That's fine. I'll have to speak with Ms. Baskin. I'll update the board, but definitely September.
I'm glad we brought it up then, so we can at least discuss that, and we don't have any surprises later.
Yes.
When is the formal hearing going to be?
That's what we're looking at for October.
October.
But
why does it keep getting off? Ms. Baskin.
You know what? Let's not discuss that.
I know. That's your answer every time, but okay.
Okay, so we'll leave the president's report, but again, we can go back and discuss that so we can plan accordingly.
Yes.
Item D, review discussion of possible action on pending regular license application. Ms. Hollins, how is 1 through 8 looking?
The wait is looking great. They're all got their DPS report back, which was negative as well.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept.
Go ahead, Dr.
Candidates 1 through 8 for licensure.
Well, he moved it, then I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on any of these items going forward?
My only comment is Christina Martinez and Irina Averbuch looks like they had, based on the application, it looks like the official name change verification is required, and then both of those were not marked, and so I wrote those down.
Hold on 1 second, Dr. Moffitt. Let me look at that. Did they not have a name change? It looks like neither of them have any other names that they go under. So that's why it's not marked.
I thought they had the name. I'll look this up if you want me to.
Dr. Irina Averbuch.
You don't have one screen that's not on here.
Oh, I see. You know what?
So,
that's on a...
it says... Yeah, like name change history, yes. And then, it says Christina Ann Donnelly. But then above that, it says official documentation for name change verification required, and then it's not marked.
Oh.
So both of them were like that for Martinez and Averbuch.
Okay, I apologize. I misunderstood. So on the new e-licensing system, it only asks that one question, whereas before it said... maiden name or any other names used, and that was acceptable under our law without any documentation. The only time we would require documentation is if it was a name change due to either marriage, divorce, or adoption, or anything like that, where someone would change their name legally. So that's just used to verify, if they had a maiden name, because sometimes the transcripts will come in under a different name. So there wouldn't be any documentation required at this time for that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I just don't, when I'm looking at those, and it says required,
Then
I just don't, yeah.
Okay, you know what? Actually, I appreciate that, and I will definitely send a note to the e-licensing programmers because, if that's something that we need to, either amend or, if we need to be collecting the documentation, then we definitely need to do that. But like I said, we only usually do it if someone is changing their name after they've applied.
Okay. Yeah, and I can't tell that from the application either. So I'm just commenting doesn't appear to be done. So that's.
I appreciate that. Again, that's just the new e-licensing system. I will see if I can figure out a way to show that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Those are my only comments about those candidates.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll do a roll call vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote aye also. It's unanimous. Moving on to item E, review, discussion, and possible action on pending endorsement license application. Ms. Hollins?
Mr. President, you would have to take these separately. Number 9, we have not received her DPS report.
Okay. And number 10, you did, and it's okay?
Yes, number 10 is fine.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept number 10 for licensure.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on number 10? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call. Pardon me?
This is Dr. Moffitt. I'll just say that he didn't have his 120-hour course verification. That wasn't marked on there, so I just thought I would raise that.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to pull it up. Mr. President, members of the board, Dr. Moffitt, I greatly apologize for that. I have a verification from the University of Houston College of Optometry dated June 14, 2019, in which they verify 130 hours of transcript quality didactic education and at least 12 hours dedicated to pharmacologic principles provided between 1986 and 1990. They are stating that all of the hours are equivalent to or exceed the education received by an August 6, 1999 graduate of their institution, and it is signed by the Associate Dean for the College of Optometry.
That sounds fine to me.
Okay. So the motion on the floor, Mr. Okay. President, is to accept.
Yeah,
Dr.
yeah, I know. I was just looking at something there. Okay. Hearing no further discussion, we'll have a roll call vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote aye. It's unanimous on number 10. Can I have a motion on number 9?
I'll make a motion to accept the candidate once she has negative DPA.
Contingent
DPS.
DPS.
Second.
DPS. Sorry.
DPA, whatever. Is there a second?
I seconded it.
I second.
Okay, good. Any discussion?
I'll just comment. Her application also was missing the 120-hour course verification. Sorry to be the only one who noticed.
I'm looking to see how
I
missed it.
I appreciate that. You know, we look at the applications all day, all night. Sometimes we miss it, so I apologize.
Yeah, I would feel bad.
No, it's okay. I'm looking to see. That's what I was doing before when I was waiting. I was looking to see. How did I miss that?
Well, for the record, that is the charge of the board. I mean, staff, you know, we do the best we can, but occasionally we miss it. So I appreciate it.
Okay.
No, I have no problem with you.
Okay, let me just...
It just makes me wonder what the hell I was doing.
Okay, I do have verification of the 120-hour course of study from the Marshall B. Ketchum University at, I believe, Southern California College of Optometry, dated June 12, 2019. Please accept this letter of certification. Dr. Lisa Levingston, 1992 graduate of SCCO, satisfied over 120 hours of transcript quality, 12 hours of pharmacology. They're stating that all of the hours completed from 1988 to 1992 are equivalent to a 1999 graduate. So therefore meets the requirement. Signed by the Student Affairs Office, the registrar.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further discussion, we'll vote on this. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Yep.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I also vote aye, unanimous, for number 9. Thank you. We'll move on to F, review, discussion, and possible action on application for volunteer health services for Kelly Volz, OD. It all appeared to be in order. She was going up to a Vosh mission in Naco, I think. But I didn't see anything that looked like nothing we've seen before. Did anyone have anything that they saw?
Nope, nothing from me.
Then let's have a motion.
I move we accept her. Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Dr. Jones.
I'll second.
Okay. I never talk because I'm like, everybody always says at the same time. I make a motion.
Hard on the phone.
Number 11, or Dr. Kelly Volz, as a volunteer health services. I don't know.
Second.
And we have a second. Any discussion on this? Hearing none, we'll vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. This is unanimous for Dr. Volz. G, review, discussion, and possible action on approval of continuing education. And it's from Associated Retinal Consultants for a course they're doing, I believe, in Prescott.
That's F.
Pardon?
We have a different agenda than you
agenda.
Do. We're off by a letter.
He's so old.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nonetheless.
We'll accept Associated Retina's continuing education.
That was a motion?
That was.
That's what I thought. Is there a second there?
Second.
Okay. I second.
Any discussion on this matter? Hearing none, we will vote.
It's a great lecture.
It does. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Yes.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. So unanimously passes. Yeah, I think they need to go on a road show with that, move out of Prescott and put it on somewhere else. Okay. Now, what is my item H on the newest one?
Yes.
Review, discussion, and possible action on approval of testing center for proctoring of jurisprudence exam. Ms. Whalen, both of these check out okay?
Mr. President, members of the board, I believe they are acceptable under the requirement.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept both sites as testing sites for the jurisprudence test.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr.